'Tis the season to wrap things up, literally and figuratively. This is Steve Sherlock for Franklin Matters, Franklin Public Radio, with the outlook for Franklin for December 14 through December 20, 2025. Many meetings this week are the last of the calendar year for each of the groups, with the Christmas and New Year's holidays coming over the next 2 weeks. Some subcommittees are active this week, especially as the 250th celebration planning gets underway. The town council meeting Wednesday at 6 p.m. has a potpourri of an agenda. Recognitions, alcohol license renewals, snow update, town charter change process, citizen survey, among others on a full agenda. Town officials will also hold their office hours at the Senior Center Thursday morning at 8:30 a.m. Join them for breakfast and a discussion. There is a ZBA meeting Thursday evening, but the 444 East Central project will not be on the agenda. That agenda item will be taken up on Tuesday the 23rd. For all the meetings and cultural events, check out the calendar at franklin.news, where each day that day's events are posted on the top of the page. The TV and radio schedules are on the bottom, and all the other goodness falls in between. We do this because Franklin matters. This is Steve Sherlock for Franklin Matters, Franklin Public Radio, taking a look back at the week that was December 7 through December 13, 2025, here in Franklin, Mass. The Franklin School Committee met for their only December session on Tuesday, December 9th. The volleyball team was recognized. The capital budget request was reviewed and approved. Student services presented on all that they do. The recap, video, and audio links are available at franklin.news. The Finance Committee finally got their deep dive into technology. It took multiple reschedules, but it happened. It is a highly recommended video to review. Spend some time to watch the replay to fully and properly fund technology for the entire town and school services for the required licenses, hardware, software, and staffing to keep it all running would be an additional $1.5 million per year. Food for thought and consideration. The Conservation Commission met on Thursday. The video replay is available. On the school channel, the FHS Wind Ensemble Concert was broadcast and is available for replay. The FHS Concert Band on December 11th was also broadcast and is available for replay. Next in the series of the Aging Boldfully shows is appearing on the All Access channel. This show is hosted by Sue Robeck and interviews Jen Goebel. For all the meetings and cultural events, check out the calendar at franklin.news, where each day that day's events are posted at the top of the page, the TV and radio schedules are on the bottom, and all the other goodness falls in between. We do this because Franklin matters.